Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver Oleh HaSholem. It begins in the Oz V'Hadar edition on Daf Pei Dalet Amid Beis, near the bottom of the Amid, with the Mishnah Halacha Zayin. In the Vilna edition, it is on Daf Samach Aleph Amid Beis. Begins the Mishnah, Misha Achal V'Shachach, a person who ate and he forgot. We'll say that the Mishnah is speaking about he ate bread and he had a bench. We'll soon see there's a machlokes rishonim, exactly what the Mishnah is speaking about. But let us begin with something that everyone agrees to. If he ate bread and he's supposed to bench and he forgot to bench and he picked himself up and he went elsewhere, v'loy birach, and he had not yet benched, what is the halacha? Again, we're continuing their machlokes in Hilchas Seudas. He should go back. He's mechuyev to go back to the place where he ate and to bench there. Beis Hillel disagree, and they say yivorech b'makom sheniskar. He should bench in the place that he remembers. V'yad mosam yivorech. Until when can he still bench? Ad kidei sheyisachel hamazon shebemeyov, as long as the food in his stomach is becoming digested. How much of a shear this is, we will see more about it in the Gemara. Although the Rav and the Charedim was quoting the Rav in our Mishnah, does give one of the shiurim. Let us see the Charedim. Masnis and Pirish Harav Rabbeinu Evadia, as the Charedim has done in many Mishnayos in our Masechta, he's quoting the Rav Bar Tanura, Rabbeinu Evadia, Ad Kidei Sheyisachel Hamozoin, Kol's man she'enoi rov machmas oisoi ho'achila hu simen shaloi nisachel hamazon. This is one of the shitas in the Gemara. As long as he doesn't feel hungry as a result of what he has previously eaten, that is a sign that the food has not yet become digested in his stomach, and therefore he's still able to bench. And now adds the Charedim from the Rav, V'dafka b'shachach, Amri Beisil de'enoi chayzer. The Mishnah stated b'feirish, Misha achal v'shachach, it's b'shoigeg. He didn't do it b'mezid. It's only then that Beisil says that he doesn't have to go back. Avol b'mezid, but if he intentionally, he knew he had to bench, and he didn't bench in his place, then he went away, divri hakol yachsul m'kamei v'yivarch. Everybody holds, both b'shamei and Beisil, agree that he has to go back, because Beis Hillel then agrees to the words of Beis Shammai. What happens if he didn't go back and he benched in his place? Is he Yotze or not? On this, we find a machloik is, which is brought down in the Mechaber in Simen Kuf Pei Dalet, Sif Aleph. A machloik is between the Rambam against Rabbeinu Yoina and the Rosh. The Rambam Shita is that B'shoigeg, he doesn't have to go back. He doesn't have to go back at all. B'mezid, he has to go back l'chatchila. But if he didn't go back and he benched in the other place where he had gone to, he is yotze b'dievid. However, the Rabbeinu Yoina and the Rosh disagree, and they say that b'shoigeg, that's when he has to go back l'chatchila, and b'dievid, he's yotze in the new place. However, b'mezid, he's not yotze, even b'dievid, and he has to go back. This is the machloikis that the Mechaber brings in Simen Kuf Pei Dalet Sif Aleph. And now, for what does he have to go back? Here we have a three-way machloikis. The Mechaber in Simen Kuf Ayin Ches Sif Hei brings these three shitas, and they are Dagois Maimonis on the Rambam in Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph of Hilchas Brachas and the Rashba. They both state that our Mishnah is speaking about a person who ate pas, he ate bread, and the question is, do you have to go back for benching? But for mizonos, or for wine, or for fruit, even special fruit, the Shivas Haminim Shenishtapcho Ben Eretz Yisrael, you do not have to go back according to the Hagois Maimonis and the Rashba. There's no machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel concerning any other item except bread. However, Tosfos and Arvi Psachim on Daf Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, and so too the Rosh there in the Sugya, they are of the opinion that even for Mezoinis, you would have to go back. And as we said before, Beis Hillel would say that someone b'mezid would l'chatchil have to go back. And according to the Rabbeinu Yoin and the Rosh, that would be b'shoigeg, that there would be a chiyuv l'chatchil to go back. On what food do you have to go back? So the Tosfos and the Rosh say that it would be applying not only to bread, but it would apply to mezonos as well. However, the Rashbam and the Rambam there in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Dot, Halacha Aleph, they are of the opinion that even for wine and for fruits of the Shivas Aminim, you have to go back. If it's other fruit, where the Bracha Achroin is only Bairi Nefosh, is that everyone agrees that there's no Machlokes Beisham and Beisil, and you certainly do not have to go back. The Mishnah Brura in Simon Kufay and Ches Sivkot Memhei brings the Gra, who says that the Iker, and I quote, Das HaGra B'Biuroi, the Deo HaEmtsois, He HaIker L'dina, the middle sheet of that of Tosfos and the Rosh, who say that you have to go back, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, according to the Rambam, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, according to Rabbeinu Yoin and the Rosh, according to the various Shittas. But whenever you do have to go back, it applies not only to benching, but even to an Alamichya, even to the Brach Achorin of Alamichya on Mezoinus. But again, it would not apply to wine or fruit, even of the Shivas Haminim. Begins the Gemara, Rav Yusta Bar Shunem Omar, train Amoirin. He tells us that there were two Amoirin. Chad Omar Tamad Beis Shammai, one of the two Amoirin said the reason of Beis Shammai in our Mishnah, that you have to go back, as we turned it off, Pei Hei Omar Aleph. Chad Omar and one of the two Amoirin said, Tamad Beis Hill, the reason of Beis Hill. Man Omar Tamad Beis Shammai, the one who said the reason of Beis Shammai, it went like this: Ilu shachach shom kis avarim tovus margolias shem loy hayachayzer v'naitel kisai. If someone forgot a pouch of precious stones and pearls in the place where we eat, is it possible that he would not go back to get his pouch? Of course he would. He would run back to make sure that nobody else took it. Af hacha, here too, when we're speaking about the mitzvah of benching or alamichya, he should certainly go back and bench in the place that he ate. That's the reason of Beis Shammai. Man d'amar tam de Beis Hillel, the one who says the reason of Beis Hillel, says the following: Ilu poyel oisa b'roish hadekel. If you have a worker that is working on top of a palm tree, he ate on the ground and he forgot to bench, and he went up to the top of a palm tree and he's working, and then he remembers, oi, I forgot to bench, oi, bitar chabor, or he ate on top of a pit and then he went down to do work way down into the pit. Shema matrichin sheyachsel mekayme vivarech. Are we going to trouble him that he should go back to the place where he ate? Certainly not. El Mavarach B'makim Shenisker. He benches in the place where he remembered, on top of the palm tree at the bottom of the pit. Af Hocha, so to hear, where it's not speaking about a worker, Mavarach B'makim Shenisker, he benches in the place that he remembers. The Meforshim point out that Beis Hillel does not bring a proof, a source, for it's din by a poil. Maybe indeed, by a worker, we would be matriachim to come down from the palm tree or up from the pit and bench in the place where he ate. If we look in the Bavli, Brachas, Daf, Nun Gimel Amud Beis, the Nusach of the Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is quoted a little differently. Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Omru Lahem, Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai, L'divreichem, according to you, Mishachal B'Roi Shabir, if somebody ate at the top of a tower, V'shachach V'yorad V'loi Birach, he forgot the bench, and he came down from the tower, and now he's on the ground level, and then he remembers that he didn't bench, Yachsel L'Roi Shabira, V'yavorach, will we be matriachim to go to the top of the tower and bench? So it seems that Beis Hillel took it for granted that we would not be matriachim to do such a thing. Amr lehen Beis Shammai le Beis Hillel. So Beis Shammai said to Beis Hillel, le divreichem, according to you, mi sheshachach arniki, a person who left his money pouch, barosh habira, lo yalav yitlenu, would he not be matriach himself to go up and get it? Here we're speaking about a mitzvah, lechvoid atzma yuayla, for his own purposes, he will go up. He won't find it a tircha to regain the possessions that he's on the verge of losing. He'll run up to the top of the tower to get it back. Lechvoid shemayim lekol shchein. So certainly, where Torah mitzvahs are worth more than the most precious jewels in the world, Tivli Torah Spicha me alfei zov v'chesev, it's even worth more than precious jewels. So certainly, if he would feel it, a need to go to the top of the tower to regain his lost possessions, certainly we should require of him to go up to the top of the tower to bench in the correct place. It would seem from our Gemara that even Beis Hillel is saying we're not matriachim. Beis Hillel also understands that preferably he should bench in the place where he ate, but we're not matriachim. There is, however, an Orzarua who brings an interesting medrash where Beis Hillel says that he should not go back. And the reason is because we do not want to show that there's a limitation. It would seem I cannot bless Hashem in this new place. I have to go back in the old place. It would seem to indicate a limit to the Rabbeinu Shalom's ability, and therefore, according to the Medrash, Beis Hillel holds bedafka, the person should not go back to the place where he ate, and he should bench in the place where he remembered. But the Orzarua himself points out that neither from the Bavli nor the Yerushalmi do we see that they are of the opinion like the Medrash. They say that even Beis Hillel agrees it's preferable to go up, we're just not matriachim, and Beis Shammai holds that if he would do it for his own things, we should certainly be matriachim to go up for the covered Shamayim. Continues the Gemara on the next part of the Mishnah. Ad Masai Humavarech. How long is it that he can still make a brach achroin or bench after having eaten? How long can he forget to bench and still be able to bench? Reb Chiya b'shem Shmuel. Ad sheyis achil hamozen b'meyav. Until, as we had at the end of our Mishnah, until the food gets digested in his stomach. We're not goyrus the next two words of Chacham Oimrim, according to the Charedim, but rather we go kol zman shehu tzomei machmas oisa suda. According to the Charedim, this last phrase is explaining the first phrase. The first phrase of Rabbi B'Shem Shmuel was ad sheyis achil hamozen b'meyav. And the Charedim says on the top line, right hand column, Kloimer kama hu shir ichol diktonim masnisen. How long is that shir of digestion? And the answer is kol zman shehu tzomei machmas oisa suda. If he still has some thirst because of what he ate in that suda, that is the amount of time that we say it's still digesting. Once he no longer has any thirst because of the previous suda, then it is not, it is considered that he has totally digested the food, and then he will not be able to bench anymore. Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Achiyirav, that we say until he's hungry again, the food has not digested. Once he gets hungry, it's digested. So these are the two shitas. One, it says it's dependent whether he's still thirsty. That's a sign that it has not digested completely. And Rabbi Yochanan says, when he gets hungry, that's the sign that it is digested. And if he's not hungry, it's a sign that it has not yet digested. Continues the next Mishnah halacha has bol and yain achra mozain. If after the meal the person received a cup of wine, ve'ein shomel ayisar kois, he only has that cup, Before he benches, he makes the bracha on the wine. And Beishami's sheet is that benching does not require a kais. And in fact, we will see in the Gemara, and so to the Haredim quotes it here on the Mishnah, that Beishami will be of the opinion that he bedafke should not bench al hakos. Since he's not mechuyev to, he shouldn't do it. We'll see why in the Haredim. But Beishami know that birchas hamazon requires kais, and therefore, mevorach al hamazon, he benches v'achach mevorach al hayayin, and then he benches and makes a bar pri gofen because birchas hamazon requires a kais. A second halacha, oinen amen achar yisrael mevorach, you can answer amen after even a partial bracha of a yid. You didn't hear the whole thing, you can still answer amen. You know whatever bracha he's making it to Hashem, so you answer amen. The ein oinen amen acher kusi mevarch. However, if you only hear a partial bracha from a kusi, we are choshish, and the Haredim says even if you only hear it from Hashem and on, you didn't hear the boruch atah, you didn't hear a full bracha, we're choshish that he has in mind his avodah zara on har grisim, even if he said Hashem's name. Ad sheyishma kol bracha, until you hear the whole bracha, the Rush explains, we'll see it in the Haredim, that when once you hear the whole Nuscha Bracha, then we're not Chayshish anymore, that he is having in mind his Avodah Zarah and Har Grizim. Let us see the Haredim, beginning with the fourth wide line on top, where he quotes the Mishnah, and instead of speaking out the Rav, Oivadya, as he has done in several Mishnayos lately, here he quotes Rashi, Pirush Rashi. He's quoting Rashi in the Bavli, that when it says in the Mishnah that Beis Shammai says Mevorach al Hayayin v'achach Mevorach al Hamazon, de'ein birchas mazon tu'un kais. So first of all, Beis Shammai holds that you don't have to bench on a kais. Va'adarabba, as we mentioned in the Mishnah, Beis Shammai holds Sfir Leila Beis Shammai de'ein levorach birchas hamazon l'kais. You shouldn't bench al kais. Why? As the Gemara will tell us, the kivin dehi bracha ktana, since it's a very small bracha, you just say baruch atah Hashem lekein malchalom borei priya gafen, mashem mivarech al yain borei priya gafen. That bracha that he's making on the wine borei priya gafen is a very small bracha. Lo yiten eliboy, he won't think to make the bracha after benching. El miyad shegomer arba bracha shabirus mazin. Once he has finished the four brachas midraisa on benching, yishta koisha biyadai, he will immediately drink. Shasavar, he'll think, shabirchas mazon, shomer talaloi, kilikamam gemora. As we're going to find in the Gemara, he'll think, I just benched. So certainly the benching took care not only of the food I ate, but it also took care of the wine that I drank, and therefore he won't think that he should make a barber guff, and right away he'll drink without making the bracha. Therefore, Beis Shammai is of the opinion, A, that birchas hamazon does not require a kais, and therefore, even if you want to bench on the kais, you shouldn't, because you might forget the bracha of bar priya gofen, thinking that you were yaitse with the birchas hamazon. Now, the Haredim explains the last din of the Mishnah, oinen amen on the bracha of a yid, but not of a kusi. Afilu leishama ella sefer bracha, even if the person only heard the end of the bracha. Avaloi achar kusi, but you do not say amen after a partial bracha of a kusi, shema birich lar grizim. Maybe he said a bracha to his avodah zarah at har grizim. That's how Rashi explains there in the Bavli. Afal pi shehizkir Hashem, noimar, we will say shekiven l'avodah zarah. Even if you heard him say, you didn't hear Baruch Atah, you heard, came on the scene and you heard him saying, Hashem, Alekeinu Melech Olam, we're still choshish that he had in mind to his Avodah Zarah and Har Grizim. Avo Shoma Kol HaBracha, but if you heard the entire bracha from the Kusi, Muchach Alekeivim Avodah Zarah, since he said the bracha the way Chazal were Kaveya, this Nusach HaBracha, then already that indicates that he's not referring to the Avodah Zarah, Kain Pirush HaRosh, that's how the Rush explains it. It's only by a partial bracha that you can't answer amen, but by a full bracha with the correct nusach, there we say he means Hashem, and then you could answer amen. Let us begin the Gemara. Amar Rav Bo, the Rav Bo says what the Haredim already told us. The reason that Beis Shammai says you should make the Bar Pirag Offen before benching, and they even hold not only you're allowed to make it before benching, but you have to make it before benching, because Al Yedei Shehi Bracha Ktana, because it's only a small bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem V'Kem Echon Bar Pirag Offen, Shem Yishkach V'Yishta, he might forget, I benched, he's not thinking about brachas, I just went through a whole benching, that certainly took care of my Bar Pirag Offen, he won't say the bracha, and therefore, Beis Shammai is of the opinion that you should not bench Al Hakois. The Haredim tells us that these next words, Baram, Hocha Yedeshu Mishalsha Al Hakois, Einish Echeach, this is not, we're not Gairus it here, it's the Gairus of these words is found at the beginning of our Perek, but not at this point. So in our Gemara, we are not Gairus these words. And we will continue with the next words, which is quoting our Mishnah, V'oinin Amen Achar Yisrael. Says the Gemara that if we are medayik in the Mishnah is said at the end, V'ein oinin Amen Achar Kusi Mevorech Ache Yishma Kola Bracha, until he hears the whole bracha. Says the Gemara, Ho Achar Yisrael, oinin Amen Afal Pishal Oishama. So from here you can deduce that if you heard a Jew saying part of a bracha, you could answer amen, even though you didn't hear the whole bracha. Because we're only saying, ein oinin amen achar kusi mevorech ad she yishma kol habracha. But a Jew who made partial bracha that you heard, you could answer amen if you only heard part of the bracha. So the Gemara asks, loy kein tani, as the Haredim says, bit me up. Haven't we learnt in a brisa, not like that? We learned in a brisa. Now this brisa, as we'll see in a few lines, is speaking about Hallel. However, the Gemara is learning a halacha of a bracha from this din of Hallel. For example, someone is benching. So can I be yotze with his benching? So says the Braise, Shoma v'loy ono yotza. If I heard the person benching and I didn't answer amen, I'm still yotza. As the Haredim tells us in the middle of the right-hand column, Devi Amaskul Shoma kol habracha mila b'mila. I heard the whole bracha, or I heard the whole benching word by word. Afal pi shaloy ono amen, even though I didn't answer amen, yotza. I'm yotza. Dishoy mea kilu Hu atzmai omer befiv kol habracha chashiv. We have a rule, shemeya koine. So just by listening, even though I didn't say amen, it's as if I say it. So if it's as if I say it, I'm yoitze the benching with him. But what about, continues the Gemara, ona v'loy shoma? But let's say I answered amen, but I didn't hear the whole bracha. Lo yotza, then I'm not yotza, because there's no shemeya ka'ina, I didn't hear the whole bracha. I didn't say the bracha. I didn't hear the whole bracha. Memela, I'm not yotza. And therefore, says the Haredim, Divrei Amaskel lo yotza, v'kiven shekein, ein roi lanos. Since if you only heard part of the bracha and you answer amen, you're not yotza, therefore, in fact, you should not answer amen to a partial bracha. Sheyita, Chazal were afraid, you're going to make a mistake, lachshev sheyotza. You'll think that you were yotza with a partial bracha, v'hu lo yotza, and you're not yotza. We're going to see on Amid Beis that one should not answer an Amen Yisoyma. What's the case of Amen Yisoyma? This case, where a person didn't hear an entire bracha. So in such a case, you should not answer Amen, because you're not Yoytzeh if you didn't hear the whole bracha. And the Mele Chazal didn't want you to say Amen, because they were afraid you would think you were yotze. So it comes out that if a person hears a partial bracha, he's not even supposed to answer amen. And yet from our mission, it's mashma that only by a kusi, if you only heard a partial bracha, you don't answer amen, because we're afraid that he's praying to his God in har grizim. But if you heard a Parsha Bracha from Yisrael, you could answer Amen. L'chayr, that's a steerer with this halacha of Anna v'loy shama l'yotza, and therefore he should not answer Amen to begin with. Chiyabreid Rav Amar, the answer to this kasha says, Chiyabreid Rav, b'shaloy ochali mo'en kezayis, he did not eat with them a kezayis. So in such a case, he does not need to bench. So we have nothing to worry about. The whole chashash why we say a person shouldn't answer an amen yisoyma, because he might think he's being yotze with the benching, and he's really not yotze. So Chazal didn't even want him to answer amen to begin with. But here, where he doesn't need to bench because he didn't need a kezayis, so in such a case, he is, Bereda Rav said, that he's allowed to answer amen in such a case. He doesn't have to worry anything about our grizim, because a Jew is the one who is benching or making part of the bracha, and there's no possibility of a mistake that he'll think he's yaitze, because there's nothing for him to be yaitze. He doesn't have to bench. He ate less than his eyes. In that case, he is allowed to answer amen to a partial bracha or partial benching of a Yisrael. And now the next two words, the Charedim says, we're not gairus. So either we're only gairus tani, we learned in a brisa, or the Charedim says that if you are gairus, it's like what we have in the Bavli, gufa or amar mar. And let's review that which we have learned before in the brisa. What did we learn? Shama v'loy ana yotza, ana v'loy shama lo yotza. So as we mentioned before, this brisa is really speaking about halal. And the halacha from halal, the Gemara was saying that the same would apply to answering amen on a bracha or on benching. But the makor of the halacha concerns halal. And what is the halacha? Shama, that if a person heard the entire halal, v'loy ana, he didn't answer afterwards. As we're going to see, that the tzibur used to answer after the shliach tzibur. So if he didn't answer anything, yotze, he's yotze. Ana v'loy shama. But let's say he did answer, but he did not hear the entire halal. Whatever he heard, he answered, but he didn't hear the whole thing. Lo yotze. Because there's no Shemei Koine, he didn't hear it from the Shliach Tzibur. He himself didn't say it. So just because he repeated certain parts of the halal, he is not yotze. Continues the Gemara, Rav b'shem Abba Bar Chana, v'istamri lo Abba Bar Chana b'shem Rav, v'hu sh'ana rashe prakim. This v'hu is referring back to the first halacha. The first halacha by halal was shama v'loy ana yotza, that if he heard the halal and he didn't respond, he's yotze, but he has to respond to the rashe prakim. And we'll soon explain what does the Rashi Prakim mean. So let's see the next piece. Rav Zeira Boi, Hayin in Rashi Prakim. He asked the Shiloh, what are the Rashi Prakim? And he answered, Halleluka, Hallelu Avdi Hashem, Hallelu Hashem Hashem. So let us look to understand all this in the Charedim. So we'll begin with the Charedim, the second medium wide line near the bottom of the Amud, which is five lines from the bottom of the Amud. The Hushana says the Charedim, Kloimer, U mitzvah lanish rashi prakim. It's a mitzvah to say the beginning of each pair. V'chen amrina b'bavli, mitzvah lanish rashi prakim. V'nira, de mikol makim b'diyavid, af ki loy on a rashi prakim yotza. Elish loyotza mitzvah kitikuna. So, first the Charedim tells us that that which Rav said, that v'husha on a rashi prakim, that's l'chatchila. But b'diyavid, if he didn't say it, he's still yaitze. So if we go back to the halacha of the brisa, the first halacha, shama v'loy on a yaitze. L'chatchila, he should say to rashi prakim. B'diyavid, if he didn't say it, he's yaitze. So memela, it comes out that if he heard the whole halal and didn't answer anything from the shliach tzibur, he is yaitze, but l'chatchila, he should say to rashi prakim. Now, what are the Rashi Prakim? So we learned, Halleluka, Hallelu Avdei Hashem. So let's see the Charedim. Kosov Haran, he quotes the Ran, Perek Lulav HaGozel, the Perek Rishon, Hainu, Halleluka, on the Halleluka. Beperik Sheni, Tahainu Hoidu Yane Hoidu. So he, Lechatchil, as we said, should say the Rashi Prakim. And the Ran says that the first five Mizmoirim of Halal, that's Per Kuf Yud Gimel, Yud Dalid, Tezvov, Tezayin, and Yud Zayin, those first five prakim, for Halal purposes, they're all considered like one Perik. The second Perik, says the Ran, starts from Hoidu Lashem Kitoiv Kilam Chazdai. So according to the Ran, during the first five prakim, which are considered one perik, what the tzibur is supposed to answer is Halleluka. And then when it comes to the second perik, starting from Hoidu, because the first five are considered one perik, then they have to answer Hoidu. However, if we look in the Rosh Cirillo, three lines from the bottom, in the left-hand column, Halleluka, Halleluka, Avdei Hashem, Roish HaMizmor, V'chein Kol Roish Mizmor. And that's the Rambam Shita. The Rosh Cirillo is going with the Rambam. That we don't say that the first five prakim are considered one perik, and you always the tzibur always has to answer Halleluka, but rather the first five, each one, is considered a separate perik, and you have to answer the first pasuk of that perik. So that's one fundamental machlokes. Now, how often do you have to answer the Rashi Prakim? So Rashi Shita is that the first pasuk has to be repeated, but not the rest of the perik. However, the Ran and Tosfos are of the opinion that every pasuk, the call has to repeat the first pasuk. So let's go consistently with the Ran, because the Charedim quotes the Ran, that the first five prakim are considered one perik. The pasuk that has to be repeated in the first five prakim is Halleluka, and that pasuk, according to the Ran and Tosfos, has to be repeated after each pasuk that the Shliach Tzibur is reciting. Rashi Shita is no, that it's only the first pasuk that needs to be repeated. That's the Rashi Prakim. Continues the Gemara. Boy and Kumi Rab Chiya Bar Abba, the Bnei Yeshiva asked Rab Chiya Bar Abba a question. Minayin Shem Shama Veloyana Yotza. How do you know that if he heard the Halal and he didn't answer anything, that he was Yotza? So the Charedim is bothered. What is their question? We learned it before in a Braisa. Shama Veloyana Yotza. And Rab Chiya is not going to answer them from the Braisa. He's going to answer them from a story. Let us see the last Charedim, which begins at the end of the second last line. Boyin, Deloy Shamalu Braisdalel. So first the Charedim says he's going to change this pshat, but his first pshat is that Einachnami, that Rab Chiya Bar Abba did not hear the Braisa before. Vigam Hulo Yoda, Rak Hoyeshogar Befiyah. He didn't know, but it was something, he didn't have a source, but it was something that everyone repeated. That's why he didn't bring the Braisa, because nobody knew the Braisa. He brought a proof from a Maisa Chachamim. What is the Maisa Chachamim? As we turn to the Daf, Pehei Amid Beis, Omar, he said, "Min mad anan chami rabbanan rab Ravaya avdin kain." I saw this by great rabbanim that they were yotzei even though they didn't answer. Inan kaimen betzibur, they were in the tzibur. Deilan amrin dein baruch haba. At the end of Halal, one group said baruch haba. Deilan amrin, the other group responded b'shem Hashem. So each one did not say the whole thing, but they were yoitza by hearing from the other, but they did not, they were not oine. They didn't go back to the beginning of the mizmor, as we had before, of Hoidu Lashem Kitoiv. They didn't go back to that, and yet ve'ilin ve'ilin yoitza nidechavos, and they were yoitza derchov. So this is a proof that you don't have to answer This is how the Charedim learns. But then the Charedim says a Pirush Acher, and at the end of the Pirush Acher, he ends off by saying, Nira dechein hu a Pirush Amiti. This is the true pshat in our Gemara. So he goes through the whole Gemara with this new pshat, Pirush Acher. Vehu Shana. We said before, the Gemara on Amud Aleph said, in the name of Rav, Vehu Shana Rashi Prakim. So if you remember, the Charedim there said that it's only L'chatchila. B'nei'evit, even if you didn't say the Rashi Prakim. Now the Charedim is changing that pshat. Mash Amra B'raisha Shama V'leona Yotza Kloimer. Shaloi Hoya Hamakre Hayodeya Oimer Hamila Vehu Oina Achrov Mashu Moitzi Mipiv Al Kol Tevis Ahalal. It's not that the Shliach Tzibur, who knew Halel, would say it Pasuk by Pasuk, and the Tzibur would repeat each Pasuk. No, loy ono. Avol apachas sarach lanis rashi prakim. But you have to at least say the rashi prakim, whatever the pshat is in the rashi prakim. We had various pshatim on Amud Aleph. Ve'im loy ono afilu rashi prakim, lo yotza. But if you don't say the rashi prakim, then you're not yotza. Not like the Charedim said on Amud Aleph, that it's only al-chatchila b'dievid your yotza. Now he's saying that the Braisa is telling us that Shama V'loyana means he didn't answer word for word what the Shliach Tzibur said. But he does have to say at least the Rashi Prakim. Haleluka or Hoidu. He has to say the Rashi Prakim after the first Pasuk, after each Pasuk, the different sheet as we had. If he doesn't say the Rashi Prakim, V'loyatsa, V'zehu Lashem, V'hu. That's what Rav said on Amud Aleph. Vehu sha'ana Rashi Prakim. Vehu means, it, I insist on this. He must say to Rashi Prakim. True, he doesn't have to say word for word the whole howl following the Shlich Tzibur. But Vehu, he has to at least say to Rashi Prakim. And if not, he's not Yaitse. Ulefizeh hadaboyin. Deshamya havalu abraisa. Everyone did know the braisa, not like we learned in the Chereid Ahmed Aleph that he didn't know the braisa. Because the kasha was, why doesn't he just say the braisa? Braisa is a yaitza. The pshat is vehu pirshalahem kimashmo da filuloyana klala filirashi prakim. Ah, so it's not that Rav Chiya Bar Abba didn't know the Braisa the way the Charedim learned on Amud Aleph in the first pshat. In this pshat, Rav Chiya Bar Abba knew the Braisa. The Talmidim knew the Braisa. Everyone knew the Braisa. The Shaila was how to learn the Braisa. So on Amud Aleph, Rav said, Vehu, that he says the Rashi Prakim. Einich nam yoytze, if you didn't say Mila b'mila, every word of the Hal with the Shliach Tzibur. But you at least have to say the Rashi Prakim, and if not, you're not Yoytze. However, Rav Chiya Bar Abba learned, not like Rav, he learned that you don't have to say anything to be Yoytze, Shama V'loy Ona, anything, even the Rashi Prakim, you're also Yoytze. So on that, they asked him, the Shaila, how do you know that's the correct pshat, v'shaloloi, continues the Charedim. Minayin loy pirzeh, how do you know that's the correct pshat in the Braisa? Dilma loy ona komila komar dafke kipirsh rav. Maybe it's not like you said he said nothing, not even the Rashi Prakim. No, maybe the Rashi Prakim you have to say. Loy ona means he didn't say word for word the way Rav explained the Braisa. How do you know your pshat's correct? V'heshiv, and he said, ki even shan royin chachomim. Oysin Masa came to Seifahal, Bli Anias Rashi Prakim, Nira Dechein, that, so the Charedim says that I know this because I saw it a story, I saw it happen, I saw Maisa Rav, that this is the way that Gedolim were Nayeg, they say at the end of Halal, one would say a bit of a Pasuk, the other would say the other bit, but nobody went back to the Rosh Perek, and yet they were Yaitza Halal. So I see that my pshat is correct, that loyana means loyana klal. He didn't say anything. He didn't say, they didn't say word for word every word of the halal either. They said pieces of a pasuk. And yet they were yaitze from what they heard from the other one. And they didn't say to Rashi Prakim, and yet they were yaitze. So you see that you don't need anything. You don't have to answer every word. You can be Yoytze al Shemeya Ka'ina, and you don't have to say the Rashi Prakim. So everybody knew the Brisa, the Shiloh was. What's Pshat in the Brisa? He proved Pshat in the Brisa from a Maisa Rav that he saw by Gedolim. The Charedim concludes, Nira, the Chein Hu HaPirish HaAmiti. This is the correct Pshat in the Sugya. Continues the Gemara, Tana Rabba Yishio. Oina Hu Adam Amen Afil Le'achal. If a person hears someone else benching, he can answer amen even if he didn't eat. However, if he's in a zimun where the group of people together are being mevorach Hashem in benching, so he should not say what the regular people are saying. The regular people are saying she'ochalnu, he didn't eat. Now, the Gra amends the Girsa here. Ve'eino oimer, says the Gra, eino oimer, boruch shechal mishloi, elim kein ochel, katsarach loimer. Because nevorach shechal mishloi is what the mezamein is saying. And we're speaking about here that the person is answering the mezamein. The group, the three people who form the group, so one is mevorach and the other two answer. So if he's part of the group, he shouldn't, if there's five people in the group, he's one of the group, he should not say what? Not Nevorach Shechal Mishloi, because that's what the Mevorach is saying. He's answering. So the Gro amends it, Ve'enoy Oimer, Boruch Shechal Mishloi. That's what everybody else is answering. But he didn't eat, so he can't say Boruch Shechal Mishloi. Elim Kein Ochel, unless he ate with the group. What does he say? He should say Boruch Hu, Umevorach Shemoi Tamid La'olam Va'ed. So it's not that he sits there quietly. He does say something. He blesses Hashem, but he doesn't say Shachalnu since he didn't eat with them. Tani, we learned in a Brice, Ein Oinin Amin Yisayma. We have learned about this in Amid Aleph, and the Gemara is going to explain this term Amin Yisayma in a few lines. V'loy Amin Ketufa, not an Amin Ketufa, a plucked Amin. What does that mean? So the Charedim brings in the name of the Aruch, five lines before the end of the Pirush of the Charedim in this Perek. Amen Ketufa, Shepasak, Amen Lishnaim, Atkan Lishayin HaAruch. He said, Ah, and then he said, Main. He split up the Amen into two parts. However, Rashi in Brachas explains Ketufa, a plucked Amen, that he said, Amen. He did not pronounce the nun. He plucked it before he completed the whole word, amen. Also, a person should not say, veloy amen chatufa, and not a snatched amen. What does that mean? So in the Charedim, it's before amen chatufa. The Rashi before, this is seven lines from the bottom. In the left-hand column, before the end of the parak, Amen Chatufa, Shechotav, V'yomar, Amen Kaidim, Shatech LaBracha, Mipi HaMavarach. Before the person who's making the bracha said the bracha, he grabbed, he snatched the Amen, he already got the Amen in, he has to let the person finish saying the entire bracha and then respond with Amen. That's the Charedim Shpirat. Rashi in Bracha said that he said, Imen. He didn't say amen with a kometz, but rather the olive had a shvo under it, and it sounded like amen. So that is also something that a person should not do. He should say the word amen clearly in the beginning and the end. Says the Gemara, Ben Azai Aimer, Ben Azai said, Ho'ay na'amen yisayma. If somebody said amen yisayma, which we'll still explain in a few lines, Yehu Banav Yisayim, his children should become Yisayim. In other words, he should be Nifter. If he did a snatched Amen Chatufa Yizchatfu Shnoisav, his days should be snatched. He should not live out his entire life. Ketufa, a plucked Amen, Tiktaf Nishmasai, then his Nishama should be plucked from him. Arucha, however, if he says a lengthy amen, Marichin lo yamav ushnaisa b'toiva, then we lengthen his days in good. Toisus in Brachas and Daf Mem Zayin Amid Aleph says that when the Gemara here says Arucha, it doesn't mean too long, because that's also not good. He's also, if the person says, Amen, he stretches out the Amen, that's also not the correct rendition of the word Amen. But rather, Arucha means he doesn't ketufa it, he doesn't chatufa it, he doesn't snatch, he doesn't pluck. He says it correctly, Amen. He says it correctly, then Marich Lo Yomav Ushnaisov Betaifa. We have been referring to Amen Yisayim on Amen Aleph here on Amen Beis. What is an Amen Yisayim? Amra Funa, Dein Diyasev Lemivrich, a person has an obligation to make a certain bracha. Vehu Ana, he answered on this bracha, but Velo Yodel Lemahawain, he does not know when he's saying to Amen that he's in fact answering to the bracha which he needs to hear. So he didn't hear the bracha. Memela, his Amen is not valid, he's not Yoitza, and as we learned in the Chareid and Amid Aleph, Chazal said, in fact, that in such a case where he needs the bracha, he should not answer Amen, because then he'll think, oh, I answered Amen, I was Yoitza, and in fact he wasn't Yoitza, and he has to make it himself. Therefore, they placed an injunction against him, he should not answer Amen in a case where he did not hear the bracha. We asked on Amid Aleph that we find in our Mishnah, for example, only from a kuti, where we're afraid that he's serving his avodah zarah, one is not allowed to answer Amen on a partial bracha that he heard. But mashma Jewi could, and we had a teretz there in the name of Rav that it's speaking about, that he did not eat a kezias, and since he didn't eat a kezias, he had no chiyuv. And the whole reason why you're not supposed to answer an Amen Yisayma is because if you answered, you'll think that you were Yoitz and you really weren't Yoitz. As Chazal said, it's usher for you to answer Amen in such a case. But where I only ate less than a kezias, I'm not mechuyev in benching to begin with. I'm not going to think that this Amen is making me Yoitz with benching. And therefore, in such a case, one is allowed to answer Amen. And this will explain what we find in the Gemara in Masechta Sukkah, that in the city of Alexandria in Mitzrayim, they used to have such a large shul in Alexandria that the people in the back of the shul could not hear the Shliach Tzibur saying Shmoneh Esrei. And yet they were able to answer Amen because the people in the front of the shul waved flags whenever it was the time to answer Amen. But the question is, you are answering Amen on a bracha that you don't hear, and we learned as an isser to answer Amen on a bracha that you don't hear. So on this Gemara in Masechta Sukkah, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Beis, so the Mefarshim explain that there it was speaking about Chazoras HaShatz. That means that the people already said Shmoneh Esrei. They were already Yoitz with Shmoneh Esrei. So Memela, we just learned that wherever you don't need the bracha, even if you heard only a partial bracha, or you didn't hear the bracha at all, and you just knew when to answer Amen because of the flags, so then it's a case of Ana V'loy Shama, but it's like eating less than a kezias. Since you had no chiv in benching, we're not afraid that you're going to think that the Amen patters you from a chiyuv bracha because you don't have a chiyuv bracha. The same here, there was no chiyuv because it was Chazor's Hashatz. And Huadin in Alexandria, when it came Kriz HaTaira, they also could not hear the brachas, and yet they answered Amen. So the Mefarshim say it's the same idea, because since the chiyuv of making a bracha is only on the oila, the one who gets the aliyah to the Torah, the rest of the people do not have a chiyuv. Once you don't have a chiyuv, there's no issur to answer Amen to a bracha which you don't hear, and you only know to answer Amen through a flag, for example, a case of ana v'loy shama, but this is a permitted ana v'loy shama because you're not trying to be yoitze with the bracha. It's similar to Shmoneh Esrei, the Chazoras HaShatz, where there they did permit you to answer Amen even on a bracha that you did not hear. However, a bracha that you're mechuyev in, there you should not answer Amen, so you shouldn't come to make a mistake that you are yoitze with the bracha by saying Amen when in fact you're not. Continues the Gemara, Tana, we have learned, Goy, Shabiruch Hashem, a Goyti that made a bracha, and the person only heard a partial bracha, they only heard the name of Hashem, The answer is oinin achrav amen. In that case, you're allowed to answer amen. It's only by a kuti that were machmer that if you heard Hashem's name and you didn't hear the whole bracha, you're not allowed to, because maybe he's serving the avodah zarah. However, by a goy, if you heard Hashem's name, you could answer amen. It's only by a kuti that they were machmer more than a goy, and they required that you have to hear the whole bracha, because since a kuti was a goy who became a ger, and there was some question if it was a good gerus or not, and they served Hashem, but we were afraid that in their hearts they're really serving the avodah zarah and har grizim, so therefore they were machmer that unless you heard the whole nusach bracha, you have to be choishish. He is saying a bracha to his God in har grizim. And then one is usher to answer amen after his bracha by a goy. They were not machmir as long as you heard the name of Hashem, because he would not use Hashem for his avodah zarah. Amar Rav Tanchuma, im birchecha goy, if a goy gave you a bracha on achrav amen, answer after him amen. Dichsev, baruch tiyam mikol amen. You will be blessed from all the nations. In other words, the nations of the world will bless you. And therefore, there's an inyan for the goy to bless a yid, and if a Jew heard the blessing of a goy, he should answer amen. And now the Gemara relates a story. Goy echad pagas Rabbi Shmuel birchay. There was a certain goy who met Rabbi Shmuel and gave him a bracha. Amar lei. So Rabbi Shmuel responded, Kvar milsicha amira. What you're telling to me is already said. The onlookers thought that he meant, I have no need for your bracha because it was already said by Hashem. He met another goy and the goy cursed him. Omar Lake, Far Milsicha Mira, your words have already been said by Hashem. And now the onlookers found this strange. Omar Lake Talmid of Rebbe, Bamed Amrat Ladain. Amrat Ladain, you gave the same answer to both by the bracha. What you answered was very good. Hashem already gave me that bracha, I don't need your bracha. But here, by the klola, you said the same thing. Oh, Hashem gave me that klola already, I don't need your klola because I'm cursed by Hashem. How could you say the same thing by both? Amar loy, no, you didn't understand what I was telling him. I wasn't saying I don't need your bracha. I was saying that the reward for the person who gives a bracha to a yid is written in the Torah, and the punishment, the curse of someone, of a goy who curses a Jew, is also written in the Torah. Amar loin. So he answered to his Talmidim, Cain, yes, I say the same answer. It's written already. Meaning, Ksiv, Hashem said to Avram, Arerecha, Arer. Those who curse you, I will curse. Umevarchecha, those who bless you, Baruch, I will bless. I wasn't saying to the goyim, both goyim, I don't need your blessing, I don't need your curse. It was already done by Hashem. I was telling the mevoirach, it's written in the Torah, what's going to happen to you? You'll be blessed by Hashem. I was telling the mekalel, what your punishment for what you just said to me is already written in the Torah, that Hashem said that I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will punish you. Hadron Aloch Elu Dvorim, Hadron Aloch Elu Dvorim, Hadron Aloch Elu Dvorim. We are now ready to begin in the next shir, B'siyata Dishmaya, the final and ninth perek of Masechta Brachos HaRoyeh.